Today's share in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis. And we begin at Sif Tes on Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, still discussing the Birchas HaShachar. And the Mechaber writes, Lo Yikra Psukim Kodim Birchas HaTorah. Before one says Birchas HaTorah in the morning, one is not allowed to read any Psukim. One's not allowed to learn before saying Birchas HaTorah. Afal Pishu Omram Derech Tachanunim. This is true, the Mechaber says, even if you're not saying them whilst learning, you're not saying them because you're learning Chumash, you're learning any Psukim that you're reading, but you're saying them as part of the supplications, as part of the Tefillah. Nevertheless, even as part of the Tefillah, the Mechaber says you ideally should say Birchas HaTorah first. That's the first opinion that the Mechaber brings down. This is brought down in the name of the Tur and the Ogur, in the name of the Ravid. However, he then brings down a Yesh Omrim. This is in the name of the Ma'ari. And he writes, Yesh Omrim She'ein Lachush. We don't have to be concerned about this. Why? Kivun She'einun Omram Eladerech Tachanunim. Since you're only saying it as a supplication, you're only saying it as part of a tefillah, therefore, one can say it without saying Birchas HaTorah. How does the Mechaber paskin? The Nochon Lochush L'Svar Rishonu. The Mechaber says it certainly is preferable to say Birchas HaTorah before you say these supplications, like the first opinion, rather than the second Yesh Omrim that he brings down. The Ramah adds, Hagah, Avol Hamino K'Svar Achrona. The Ramah says, however, he disagrees with the Mechaber. The Mechaber says you should be Choshesh and always say Birchas HaTorah first. The Ramah says you don't have to. Our minhag, he says, is that you could say supplications that include psukim prior to the recitation of Birchas HaTorah. Why? He gives you a raya. Sharei bimei haslichos mispalun haslichos. During the days of Elul, before Rosh Hashanah, when the minhag is to say additional supplications as well as other times during the year, we say the slichos, and then we only daven afterwards. And the achar kach mevarchin al haTorah. And then people say slichos after the double slichos. Only then do they say Birchas HaTorah, the Rabbah writes, in say the Shara Brachos, along with the rest of the morning davening and the rest of the Brachos. So you see clearly that one is permitted to say
Psukim prior to the recitation of Birchas HaTorah when it's part of the regular standard davening.
The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chav Zayin writes, Ulfi Masha Kosov Lekama, that which we're about to learn, Dahayom Noagu Levarach Birchas HaTorah Miyad Acha Birchas HaShiyotzar. Nowadays, that we are in the custom of saying the Birchas HaTorah early in the morning, right after we say HaShiyotzar. V'lo lomar shum psukim mitchila, and we don't say psukim prior to the recitation of Birchas HaTorah. Im kein svirulon de'ein lomar psukim afilu derech tachanunim kodem Birchas HaTorah. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's preferable not to say anything prior to the reading of Birchas HaTorah, the saying of Birchas HaTorah. Im kein yesh linhog gam kein bimei haslichos lomar Birchas HaTorah kodem haslichos ledalgo achar kach. Therefore, halach lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says prior to the reciting of slichos, one should say Birchas HaTorah. In Sivkot and Chavches, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Shekol Zehu Meikar Adin. That which we've spoken out here is the Ikar Adin, that technically you are allowed to go and say Psukim prior to Birchas HaTorah if they're part of the normal supplications. Ukamo She'evi Zeh Beveis Yosef B'Shem Maril Shekein Minag B'Ashkenaz. This is in fact the Minag in Ashkenaz. You could say the Birchas HaTorah after you said the Slichos. Umesayim Al Zeh HaRamah V'Noagu L'Sader. The Ramah says that the minhag is, as we'll read in a few moments, to go and say Birchas HaTorah after Ashiyotzar. Rotsu lomar, kishayom, noagu olum lahach mikidiri ator, shalolomar shum psukim kod Birchas HaTorah. That which the Ramah will now change from saying that you can do this, in other words, you can say slichos prior to Birchas HaTorah, he's now going to change and say, however, the minhag is not to do so, even according to the Ramah, who said you can do it, said the minhag nowadays is to, in fact, say Birchas HaTorah always first, and that is the halacha. The issue footnote 35 does point out that certainly saying something like Moda Ani is permissible before Birchas HaTorah. Then the Ramah continues and he says, V'chein b'chol yom, any morning, v'shinich nasu v'es ha-knesses, when a person enters into the shul, many people have the custom to say certain psukim, omer kama psukim v'sachanunim, and only afterwards, v'achar kach mevarchan ha-Torah, and the Ramah says that this is acceptable.
But then he does bring down, which we mentioned a moment ago in the Mishnah Berurah, v'noagu l'sade birchas ha-Torah miyad achar birchas ha-shiyotzar, v'ein l'shanos. He says the preferable way is for a person to go say Birchas HaTorah as soon as possible in the morning, and then you don't have this concern or problem that you're saying Psukim before the saying of Birchas HaTorah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chavtes writes, V'yesh Omrim, that the Birkas Elokai, Neshama Shemasatabi, is smuch levirchas Ashiyotzar. The Ramah had just said that right after Ashiyotzar, say Birkas Torah, but the Mishnah Berurah points out that many put in Elokai, Neshama Shemasatabi, at that point right after Ashiyotzar, and then they say Birkas Torah. V'yalken yavarach Birkas Torah achar Elokai, Neshama Shemasatabi. Because of Azeh Prima Godim, the Nara, Nara, Upishote, that there are different customs. A river can flow in this way, a river can flow in that way, and that each person can follow his own custom. So some do say the Birchas HaTorah right after Ashiyotzar. Some say it after Ashiyotzar, then they say Elokai, Neshama Shemasatabi, and then they say Birchas HaTorah. Both ways are perfectly fine. In the issue footnote number 36, he brings down the reason that we say, according to those that do say it, Elokai, right after Ashiyotzar, he brings down from the Vilna Gaon, Shekivim Sha'odim Baboker Nasa Kibir Yechadosha, so a person in the morning is like a brand new creation. V'tzarech Lahodos Alzeh, you have to give Shevach and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for allowing you to be alive. And therefore, they were Mesake and Chazal said, say Ashiyotzar, as a Hodah Ayitziris Aguf, which serves to function as a thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the creation of the body, and Elokai, Neshama Shema Sa'atabi, is a Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ayitziris Neshama. So you're thanking Hashem for the body, you're thanking Hashem for the Neshama, and we juxtapose those two brachos together. That's one reason over here, brought down by the Vilna Gaon, to say them right after each other. There is another reason we discussed previously, and that is that Elokai doesn't start off with Baruch Ata Hashem, so it needs to have a bracha next to it. A bracha smucha l'chaverta doesn't require both of them to start with Baruch Ata Hashem. So we say Asher Yotzar, which starts with Baruch Ata Hashem, and then you can say next to it Elokai Neshama Shemasatabi is a bracha smucha l'chaverta, and it doesn't require the Baruch Ata Hashem before it. We also mentioned a beautiful reason earlier when we were learning the halachos of Elokai Neshama Shemasatabi, that it's really a bracha smucha l'chaverta because it's connected to the bracha of Hamapil. Hamapil, you say before you go to sleep, and all that sleep is a hechsha mitzvah. When you wake up in the morning, you should be refreshed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then when you say Elokai Neshama Shemasatabi, that's really a continuation of the bracha of Hamapil, a beautiful idea. Then the Ramah continues and he says, V'tov lomar b'shachris achar shma Yisrael v'gomer Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olyon V'ed. We find before we have the Kriyashma and the brachos of Kriyashma that there's a additional saying of Kriyashma in what we call the Korbanos section, the right after the Birchas HaShachar section early in the davening. And the Ramah says that when you say that Shema, you should also say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olyon V'ed after that Shema. Why? Ki lefamim shohim im Kriyashma likros shelo bismana. Because if you're davening a little bit later and the minyan will not reach the brachos of Kriyashma and Kriyashma in time to make the zman of Kriyashma, which is at the latest 3 hours into the day, so therefore by saying the Shema and the Baruch Shem Kvod Machusol Yolam Va'ed earlier in the davening on those days when you may miss it, this way you can fulfill your obligation to say Shema by that earlier reciting of Shema and Baruch Shem early in the davening, in the quote korbanos section of the davening. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed brings down, Afilu hamashkimim baboker hashkem, even those who get up very early in the morning, and there's no way they're going to miss this man of Kriyashma, the minhag is, they say Kriyashma kodem amura shachar, disham bevadai einu yotzei bezei yidei Kriyashma, and they certainly aren't going to be yotzei with that Kriyashma when they're saying the korbanos section so early in the morning. Nevertheless, afal pike noagim l'sayin achra baruch shem, they still say baruch shem at that point in time, because we do connect the Baruch Shem with the Shema. However, when we say a Shema kodim to Yishtabach, avo mash omrim kodim Yishtabach, uvesor rasach ha-kasuv le'mor Shema Yisrael v'gomer, that some people say Shema over there, there, ein lo marachro Baruch Shem for machasol yomed, you don't have to say Baruch Shem over there, that's not really the saying of the Shema. In Sivkot and Lamed Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that sometimes you may end up davening later and you'll miss Zman Kriya Shema. Pirush, what do we mean by that? Mishum delefamim shon at zibur. Sometimes the zibur starts at a late hour. The Kriya Shema is at 9:15, and the zibur starts at 9 o'clock. They ain't going to make it. Therefore, lochein yomru b'chol pam. Get into the habit of always saying Shema earlier in the korbanos section and the recitation of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso along with it. The below Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso yom v'ed lo nira Kriya Shema rak kesipur dvarim. Without saying both of those two sentences, Shema and the Baruch Shem, it looks like you're just saying words, and it doesn't count as if you said Shema. Ach, one should, however, have in mind, Yechavin Shalo Lotzeis, if one knows that he's going to make Zman of Kriya Shema with the brachas of Kriya Shema and Shema in the right time, then you should specifically have in mind that you're not being Yotzei by the Shema and the Baruch Shem that we say in the Korbanos section. The only time you shouldn't have that in mind, or you can make it tonight and say, I'll have it, that I'm Yotze now. If I don't say the Shema in the regular place and time, then I want to be Yotze now. And if I do make it in the regular time, I don't want to be Yotze now. So that you can do, or just have in mind to be Yotze then, im ken yore shatzibur yavru zman kriyashma. If you're afraid that you're not going to make zman kriyashma in the right time, so then have in mind to be Yotze now. However, avoki shelo yavru, if you're not going to miss zman kriyashma, mutav lotze sidei kriyashma matzibur. It's much better to be Yotze saying of kriyashma with the brachas of kriyashma right before the Shemoneh Esrei, along with the tzibur, shebe tzibur yikro kol hashosh parshos uvirchosea, kmo shetiknu chazal lechatchila. Because in this way you're fulfilling the obligation in the optimal way that the rabbis set it up. And in the situation where you're afraid that they are going to say Kriyashma too late, you should have in mind now in the Kabbalah section that you're being Yotze the mitzvah of Kriyashma. And to have in mind to fulfill the obligation of saying Kriyashma morning and night. This is a mitzvah daraisa, kaimalon, and the simmons. Samach Siv Dalet, the mitzvah Srichas Kavana. As we'll learn later on, this is a mitzvah daraisa, and according to many, mitzvahs do require intention, so therefore you should have in mind that you're being Yotzi with this. V'yeshomrim, others say, Shikra Kola Parashi Vishona. Don't be satisfied with just saying Shema and Baruch Shem, but you should read the entire first paragraph of Vayoyim Shema, of Shema Yisrael, V'yahav to Eis, Hashem Elkecha. V'yosetosho, as you carry Kola Shosha Parashios. And indeed, one should, in that situation, say all three Parashios, Vayoyim Shemoa, and as well as Vayomer. Kemosha Kosa V'prichodosh, as is written down in the Prichodosh. Why? Kedi Lahaski Yotzias Nisraim B'zman Kriyashma. Because this way you're also fulfilling the reminder or the saying of Kriyashma at the same time that you're remembering and stating about Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the ideal way to do this. The Chayyadim and Klal Ches, he brings down Hiskim LaPrichodosh. He agrees with this opinion of the Prichodosh. In Dirshu footnote number 40, he brings down now when you're repeating the Kriyashma and the brachas of Kriyashma later on, so the Shulchan Aruch writes, you should go and recite the whole Kriyashma. We don't skip it because you're ready with Yotze. The reason for this, he brings down from the Mishnah Berurah, you shouldn't skip the Kriyashma. Because even though you already fulfilled your obligation to say Kriyashma with the saying of the Kriyashma in the Korbanos section, you still should say it again right before Shemoneh Esrei, because one shouldn't go into Shemoneh Esrei without having said words of Torah beforehand, and the Kriyashma nechsheves kikori b'Torah. That's as if you just learned or leaned from the Torah. Mikol makom, imachmas Kriyashma shekori shenis b'seir de tefillah, yavs de tefillah b'tzibur. If that's going to cause you to miss davening Shemoneh Esrei with the tzibur, then Hirshom Zalman Zatzal says, then you can skip Kriyashma because you're ready to yotze with it. Because the language of the Shulchan Aruch is that it's best to go back and repeat the Kriyashma, implication being that you don't absolutely have to. And if the alternative would mean that if you go and repeat the Kriyashma again now, you're going to miss saying Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur, so then it's better to go and say the Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. And he brings down also Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Gamba Ofen Zeh, Lo Yidalega Kriyashma. Rav Chaim Kanievsky disagrees and says, no, even though you're going to miss davening with the Tzibur, you still have to say the Shemoneh Esrei, the Shema, prior to the Shemoneh Esrei. In Sivkot and Lamed Beis, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that when we're talking about Shelo Bezmana, it means after the 3 hours, as I already mentioned, Zman Kriyashma is for the 3 hours after the sun has risen. Tainu Acha Shalashos. Sha'over Zman Kriyashma. At that point, you've missed out on the opportunity to say Kriyashma on the right time. However, Vadayin Lo'over Zman Birkas Kriyashma Ad Acha Shorviyas. Proper time for saying the brachas of Kriyashma and the Shemoneh Esrei is 4 hours into the day, as we'll learn later on in Simen Nuches. However, imu yare shatzibur yavru kol zman birchas Kriyashma en lo lahamtim aleim klal. If you think they're going to miss the zman for tefila, they're going to start at 10 o'clock and the zman tefila ends at 10:15, so they're not going to do anything correctly. In that situation, don't wait for the tzibur to daven with them. In this way, yafsid al odom al yodom al brachos v'gam zman tefila, you're going to miss out on everything. And therefore, in this situation, let's gamkin lechatchila rak ad arba shos. You only have until the 4th hour to daven, as we'll learn in Simen Peites. So what should a person do in this situation? Yikari bismana bevirchosel v'yispalo biyachidi. If you're going to daven at such a late minion, so that's not really called davening with a minion. That's not ideal at all. It's suboptimal, and in fact, it's better to daven in the proper time biyachidus, and say all the things in the right order, in the right time, than to wait till a point when it's after the zman tefila, and it's too late to really daven then. That's not called good davening. Finally, the last Mishnah Berurah says, V'yotze b'zeh, you can fulfill your obligation by saying the Kriyashma earlier. in the Karbanis section. So he says, look in the Dogel Mirvava and also the Chidush of Rabbi Kiva Eger, Shekasu Dibachol, Lo Yechavin Lotzeis Elam Keni Neach Tfilin Mikodem. You really shouldn't do this without having tefillin on, because then you're as if you're testifying falsely about yourself, Kiilu Meyud Edu Sheker Al Atzmo, because it says, Ukshat Lo Seyadech, Lo Yilu Tal Tavos Ben Enech, and if you're not wearing them, that's a problem. The Kolakori Kriyashma Abli Tfilin, Kiilu Meyud Edu Sheker Bi Atzmo. However, Upashut, it's clear and simple, the Im'iyef Shalol Laniach Tfilin Ato Ne'eze Inyon, you don't have your tefillin. You don't have a ability to put on tefillin for whatever the reason. So, don't say Kriya Shema because you don't have tefillin. Certainly, the saying of Kriya Shema in itself is important. Ideally, you should say it with tefillin on, but if you don't have the tefillin, don't miss out on saying Kriya Shema. Ki tefillin or Kriya Shema, shtei mitzvos, they're two separate mitzvos. They're connected, but they're separate. And having tefillin doesn't prevent you, and not having tefillin doesn't prevent you from saying Kriya Shema. And it's not even a sin. Just not ideal, but it's not a sin. That which we said that it's somebody shouldn't read Kriya Shema without tefillin on, that's only b'mezid. If you're doing it intentionally, when you have tefillin, you don't put them on. And that when we're talking here about unintentional, accidental, not putting on tefillin and saying Shema. The Mishnah Berurah then concludes this siman with mentioning that we also have the custom to say Atahu Achal Nivra HaOlam as part of the morning davening over there with the saying earlier of the Kriya Shema in the Korbanos section of the davening. That's the right nusach, Atahu Achal Nivra HaOlam, instead of saying the nusach V'lo Achal Boroso. And he brings this down in the name of the Achronim. This concludes siman Mem Vav and concludes today's shir.